This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. With at least 25 journalists behind bars, Egypt is now the third largest jailer of media workers in the world, trailing China and Turkey, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Egypt leads the world in the number of journalists in prison on charges of so-called false or fake news, according to CPJ. Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, one of the wealthiest members of President Trump's cabinet, did not sell stock he held in a bank, despite reporting otherwise, ethics officials said. Educators in West Virginia, whose walkout a year ago inspired teacher revolts from coast to coast, succeeded in killing legislation that would have brought charter schools and private school vouchers to their state, successfully pressuring lawmakers just half a day into a strike. Employees with a history of sexual misconduct and harassment were promoted at the U.S. Forest Service, an inspector general report found, adding to earlier findings. The White House has moved to establish a committee to review whether climate change is a threat to national security, in opposition to the military and Congress's reports that it is, in fact, such a threat. Jesse Smoltz, the Empire actor who said he was a victim of a hate crime, was charged with staging the assault, he reported to Chicago police in January. Supreme Court, in a unanimous 9-0 decision, ruled that the Constitution places limits on the ability of states and localities to take and keep cash, cars, houses, and other private property used to commit crimes. The practice known as civil forfeiture is a popular way to raise revenue, and it is easily abused, and it's been the subject of widespread criticism across the political spectrum. Pinterest has stopped returning search results for terms relating to vaccination, a drastic step aimed at curbing the spread of misinformation. It also reflects the challenge facing social media companies in monitoring hot-button issues. Nestle, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and many others suspended advertising on YouTube after their ads appeared next to a video that sexually exploited children. Alphabet Google, the owner of YouTube, claims it's taken steps to correct the problem. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.